A man who was deported from Ireland to Nigeria earlier this summer has been granted leave to return to Ireland to look again for international protection, effectively overturning his deportation order. The man in his 30s had been working at a chicken farm in County Cavan and was arrested for deportation in May. He was on one of three government deportation flights this year. He says he faced persecution in Nigeria and threats to his life because he's gay. He wants to remain anonymous and has been speaking to with our reporter Aaron McElroy about his experience.
The guy that they gave to my working priest to come and look for me, they did not take me to the deportation center, they take me to the prison. So we were four in the room. It was very, very, very bad experience there, you know. They asked me if I know where I'm going to. I said no. They said that I'm going to Lagos. So I said, why am I going to Lagos? What is my offense and all of that? Why are you people taking me to Lagos? They said that it's not their fault. It's the Minister of Justice that sent them to do what they are doing. So they are just doing their job and all of that. So they take us to the airport. So,
since being deported back to Nigeria, can you tell us what danger you are in?
I can tell you now that the situation I'm in is very, very critical. If I want to come outside, I have to wear hoodie, like wear something that will cover my face, use face mask and all of that. It's a very, very bad experience for me, honestly.
He also told me that he feels his life is in danger because previously a relative was brutally attacked in what he said was a case of mistaken identity.
There's police record, police report and the hospital report regarding what I'm telling you now. Here I'm saying. So they thought that I was the one.
One man's experience of deportation in conversation with our reporter, Aaron McElroy. Anna Millward is with us. She's a solicitor with Dublin-based firm Ferry Solicitors. Anna Millward, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Can you take us through more of what happened to this man from when and why he was arrested?
So basically, I was not on record for him for his initial application. He came to me once he received a negative decision in relation to his permission to remain. And he had new evidence. He had a police document saying that he was wanted by the Nigerian authorities. And then we proceeded with a subsequent application for international protection. The IPO rejected the application. Then we appealed to the tribunal. And in the meantime, he was detained and deported back to Nigeria. And then on the 8th of August, the tribunal set aside the decision from the IPO, and now he can return to Ireland, and he has 10 working days to register the IPO now.
So what changed between when he was deported and this latest appeal? On what basis has his appeal been granted?
So basically, the IPO said that his subsequent application was basically the exact same as the first one.
Oh.
But then the tribunal member, when making the decision, said that no, they are accepting the police report as new evidence and that they were recommending that the minister should grant him the opportunity to make an application again for international protection.
Okay. The Department of Justice won't address this individual case in their statement to us, but they do point out that the acceptance of such an appeal by the International Protections Tribunal doesn't mean that the applicant in this case has been successful in being granted international protection. It just simply means that he can present at the border of the state, return to Ireland to make a new international protection application. So is he going to come back to Ireland and how?
Yes, at the moment he's trying to come back to Ireland because he will need to apply for the visa first. So what I'm doing is I got in contact with the Department of Justice to see if they can give him an extension of time to register with the IPO.
Because he only has 10 days, is that right?
Only has 10 days, yes.
Okay, let's say he's successful and he does come back, presents to Ireland, puts in an application for international protection again. He's mm-hmm. at the start of this process, so would he be able to work? Where will he live? What will happen to him?
Yeah, so basically he will be back to the system and then he will, of course, given accommodation. And after 6 months, if he doesn't receive the decision from the IPO, he will be able to apply for the labour market. And if he receives a decision before the 6 months, then he won't be able to apply for the labour market and he won't be able to work.
People appeal their refusal of asylum and deportations all the time. How successful are they?
Once they are detained, it's very hard to take them out of the detention centres. They normally are deported. So the success, it's not really high.
So, but there are people who have been deported who have appealed their case before. Yes, I mean, this isn't a unique case.
It's not unique, but it's not that common that the tribunal would set aside the decision from the IPO in this situation. For example, when it comes to Section 22 applications, which is the subsequent application for international protection.
Can I just go back to something you were saying at the start? I'm a little unclear on. Nothing had changed then in terms of his application from when he was deported to now, when he is in Nigeria. There was nothing different, no?
Nothing. It's different from the first application because I wasn't on record for him for the first application. But then it is my understanding that he couldn't take hold of this new evidence. So once he was able to take up a copy of this police document, that we made a new application and they accepted this new document as new evidence. So they say that this document is could help him to receive protection from Ireland.
Anna, thank you very much for speaking to us. Anna Millward is a solicitor with Dublin-based firm Ferry Solicitors, and this story was first reported in thejournal.ie. It's 26 minutes past 8.